It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here for you 3 hours every Saturday morning to answer any question you might have about landscaping and gardening in the first hour, 8 to 9 o'clock. From 9 to 10 today, we're going to have open lines. Whatever project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. Let's see if we can't help you out with tips and tricks of the trade and tool recommendations and product recommendations. And then at 10 to 11, we're going to be taking up the topic of insulation. Is too much of a good thing a bad thing? We'll get into that at 10 o'clock. So y'all stay tuned all morning long. We'll be here for you. Right now, we're here with Tucson Convention Center, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. They'll be opening at 10 o'clock. If you're in the area, come on down. It was a complete sellout this year. The convention center is full, wall to wall, booths and vendors here to show you the latest and greatest and everything that has to do with getting things done around the house. We're here with Eric Clark from Savano Nurseries. Eric, talk a little bit about Savano and how long you've been there and how'd you land there.
Well, you know, I've been there from the beginning. They wanted me to help get it all started. The Shipley family's originally from Canada, and so they moved down here and were started relocating trees, moving and salvaging the Palo Verdes and mesquites there at the community of Savano, and wanted to start up a nursery. So I have experience in that area prior to working at Savano Nursery, and so helped them get set up with all the vendors and everything that a nursery needs. And I've been there 14 years.
Okay.
We moved into the design aspect after we got started up, and I've just been doing that ever since. I'm out there on the retail floor every day, or 5 days a week, and working with the public and educating them basically on, you know, watering and fertilizing and what they can grow here in Tucson. You know, there's a wide range of things. So, you know, at the nursery, we focus on having a lot of that diversity from fruit trees to native trees to vegetables and shrubs, bonsais, I mean, just anything you can think of that might pertain to gardening, we basically have it on that nearly 4-acre site there on Houghton Road.
Any of the Rosie listeners listening today and mention Rosie on the House at checkout for the geraniums, you've got a special you're going to offer, as well as 20% off all shade trees if they mention Rosie on the House?
That's right. 20% off all shade trees. That'd be mesquite trees to ash trees to Chinese pistache. And then also we've got those beautiful 6-inch Colorado geraniums right now. And if you mention Rosie on the House, they're $6.99 today.
Hey, that's great. What a great opportunity to get out today and get over to Savano's and check it out. Let's get back to the callers. As you hear us take a caller, you can reach us at 1-888-767-4348. Let's go down to Green Valley. Mary's listening on KGVY. Good morning, Mary. How can we help you, my dear?
Good morning. I'm trying to figure out how I can get my Christmas cactus to bloom.
Well, Christmas cactus are short day bloomers. And as we go into the winter, our days are getting shorter, and that triggers them to bloom. Now, you know, Christmas cactus are from the tropics. They're not from Arizona. So you'll want to protect them from the cold as the days get shorter. But if you put them outside, it's just fine, because you want to basically not give them the light at night. So either put them in a dark room or outside where you're, you know, not near a porch light or not near a light that might be on in the house. And they will bloom for you. You don't need to fertilize. You don't need to water extra to get them to bloom. You just don't want to keep them in a bright room at night. If the light's on till 10 o'clock at night in the kitchen, that's going to inhibit your cactus from initiating bloom.
Where are the eyes on a Christmas cactus?
Where are the eyes?
How does it know if it's in the dark or in the light?
Well, plants know light, you know. They use light all the time to photosynthesize. And so when the light levels are down, they don't put that energy into producing leaves. They put it into producing flowers.
And that Christmas cactus, that's almost like a mini prickly pear that almost grows a halo of blossoms around the cap.
They've been popular for years. My mother has one that her grandmother gave her. It's 80 years old, and She waters it once a month, leaves it alone. It blooms twice a year, Christmas and Easter.
As you're waiting for it to get to that bloom, like Mary might be down in Green Valley, she, you might be giving it too much attention, right?
Yeah, if you fertilize them regularly, they're not going to bloom very well. They're just going to give you lots of new growth. So, and if you overwater them, they're, you know, well, one, if you overwater them, they could rot out. But if you water them continuously and keep them moist, you're just going to get a lot of new growth. Pull back on the watering, pull back on the fertilizing, and it should bloom for you.
Mary, there you go. It doesn't sound like you have a lot to do other than just, you know, don't compulsively anticipate anything and just enjoy it when it gets there.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a million, Miss Mary.
Thank you.
They were called Christmas cactus a long time before we started, you know, futzing with them, right?
Well,
they know when to bloom.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They bloom in the winter.
They bloom in the winter. Christmas cactus, we had a couple for a little while, and I always really did enjoy them. But I like Mary and probably many others, always wanted to encourage them along. Hey, we'll be right back. It's Rosie on the House.
Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.